is Dr. Nathan Mueller, Nebraska Extension Cropping Systems Extension Educator in Fremont, Nebraska. The warm weather has farmers gearing up for planting season, or at least thinking about it. This warm weather causes the frequency of certain questions to rise too. One of those questions is, should I inoculate my soybean? The sarcastic response you might get from me is, with what? It is generally understood that we are both talking about adding a nitrogen-fixing rhizobium bacteria called Brady Rhizobium japonicum. That, through a symbiotic relationship with the soybean plant, allows for the conversion of nitrogen gas in the air to plant-available nitrogen, whereby the bacteria gets some sun-derived energy back. Overall, everyone is happy, including you, the farmer, since about 50 to 70% of the nitrogen needed by your soybean crop is provided by this relationship, and the rest comes from your soil. Getting back to the question about the need to inoculate, before I respond yes or no, I would ask you four questions. Has it been more than 3 to 5 years since you last planted soybean? Is your soil pH below 6.0? Do you have sandy soils? And has your field flooded more than a week? If you answer yes to one or more of the questions, I'm apt to say yes to inoculating soybean because these factors can reduce the population of these beneficial bacteria for nitrogen fixation. If your answer is no to all the questions, then I'm going to say no, and here's why. An 8-year-long study from 2000 to 2008 across Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, and Indiana evaluated 51 different inoculant products in 73 experiments. And guess what they found? Regardless of the price or ease of inoculant application, fields with a recent history of soybeans don't benefit. The average yield response was 0%. For more information about inoculating soybeans, contact me at the Dodge County Extension Office at 727-2775. To listen to this radio message again, visit our local website at croptechcafe.org. This is Nathan Mueller, Nebraska Extension Cropping System Extension Educator on KTIC Radio.